concept of the Beis HaMikdash raises a very basic, almost sounds like an innocent question, but I would suggest it opens up a whole world to understand these sugyas and indeed to understand the entire Masechta. Mishnah opens with Achlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai regarding a Beis HaShanoda, whether Teyocha Lo Seyochel, is it Uteris or is it Asura Ba'achila? And Tosfos raises very simple. Why does the Mishnah say that it is Teyocha Lo Seyochel? Why not say something broader? Asurin Umutar. Why not argue that a Beis HaShanoda according to Beis Hillel is forbidden and according to Beis Shammai is permitted? Why is it that the Mishnah stresses Achim? So Tosfos writes something very, very simple. And that is, you know, if it just said it is muteris, it is asura, one could have made the following distinction. Typically, we refer to muktza, there's nisr tilfu. You cannot go ahead and move it from place to place. Maybe one would argue that the shita Beis Shammai is muteris means muteris nataltel. But achila certainly is forbidden. And therefore, Beis Shammai has to go other way and say that no, it is entirely mutter, not only to move, to use, but even to consume, to eat as well. And that's somewhat surprising. Why would one think, indeed, that there should be a distinction? That I would have thought that, you know what, that it's asura b'achila, but it is muteris l'taltel. Why would that indeed be the case? Also, Tosla says, because take a look a little bit later, a sugya daf chav dalet, that's a sugya safek mucha. Safek mucha. All of a sudden, that you know what? It's yantiv. You had a trap that was set already before yantiv, and you see that an animal is caught. If that animal was wild when yantiv began, so that is not something that was designated for use, and therefore it cannot be used on yantiv. But you know what? It was trapped already before yantiv, so therefore one could utilize it at that time. This is a case of a safek mucha. I see today it's caught, but I don't know what was the status at the onset of Yantiv. What is the Shita of Raman Gamliel? That Safek Mukhan is permitted. Safek Mukhan is Mutter. The Gemara tells us, Chavdal Mabez, what exactly does that mean? So the Gemara suggests the following, Mutter the Talta. It means you can access it, but it is considered to be Asr Ba'achila. Oh, so Tosfos writes, that's a fascinating model. Is something muktzah, is it not? The answer is, well, lagabi achila, no? One cannot go do so? Lagabi tiltil, yes, that would be possible. Well, Tosfos does not cite this example, but there is a sugya Shabbos kutchavches dealing with the case of bisar tafil. You have raw meat. Oh, Rav Huna says the following, raw meat, you know what? Mutu the taltel, it's okay to move it. It doesn't have the full status of muktzah, but indeed it is considered to be asr ba'achila. Oh, so there is a sugya, a beis chavdalet when it comes to safek mukhan, a distinction between achil and tiltul. You have a sugya in Shabbos kuf kavches when it comes to besar tafel, a difference between achila and tiltul. And Tosa says maybe one would have thought the same thing is true when it comes to a beis shenolda, that certainly it's a sura b'achila, but Beis Shammai would allow you to go ahead and to move. No, the answer is here. Beis Shammai maintains it is absolutely mutter. One can consume that egg on the time of Yantif itself. One of the main chidushim of Tosus in the Masechta, it's found three different times in Tosus, the Chesem and Aleph, the Tosus later than the Masechta, Chav Chesem and Beis, later in the Masechta, the Flamen Aleph and the Beis, Tosus writes the following chidush, three times in the Masechta. Tosus is bothered by this. Our sugya, the Beis and Aleph, talks about a Beis HaShanoda. In a case of Beis HaShanoda, the Gemara refers to it as being a case of Nolad. The hen laid that egg on Yantif itself. What exactly is the status of Nolad? The Gemara begins, Machlokas, Beis, Hillel, Beis Shammai. Is it so obvious that Nolad is a Machlokas? If something didn't exist before Yantif, before Shabbos, and now it exists, that should be a Machlokas. Isn't there a pasuk? The Gemara will quote this, and Beis HaMabeis, anything that you use on Shabbos Yantav has to be designated for use. Designated for use. If something didn't exist before Shabbos and Yantav, it only came into existence on the day of Shabbos, on the day of Yantav, that meets the requirement of Hechinu Asher Yaviu. That is something that I designated for use on Shabbos. Designated for use. The hen only laid the egg on Shabbos, on Yantiv. How can that be menamochan? How can anybody argue that that is permitted? It's a pasuk. Bechinu es asher yagiyu. You know what the answer is as follows. That was not in existence when Shabbos Yantif began. What the egg was just created today. Doesn't the Gemara tell us that if the hen lays an egg today, that means it was already formed yesterday. Oh, so everyone agrees that that which you're going to use on Shabbos Yantif has to be subject to some designation. You know what the Shita Beishamai is, why Beis HaShinoda is Muteres? Because it was designated. It existed prior to the onset of Shabbos, prior to the onset of Yantif. It was laid today. Why do you call that Nola? Why do you call that Nola? That's what Tosus calls Nola She'eno Gamor. I admit, it changed its state. Now it's released. But who says releasing an egg is absolute Nola? But if you were to have a case which is real Nola, Yesh Me'ayin, something that didn't exist before that exists now, no one's going to say that that is permitted at all. What's an example of that? So Tosfos writes in Beit Zav Ches the following. The last line on our Mishnah says, Efer ki remuchan. That you know what? You can use ash of an oven for the purpose of kisei hadam. That is designated. The Gemara says the following. When was this ash created? If it was in existence before Yantif, that's good. That means it was designated for use before Yantif. And now if I perform a Maisa Shchita, I can engage in Kisei Hadam. That's fine. But let's assume the following case. I have wood on Yantif, that I designated, and I'm using it to fuel a fire. And all of a sudden, I use it for that purpose. And now it's reduced to ash. Am I allowed to use that ash for the purpose of Kisei Hadam? So the Gemara tells us the following Kiddush. Is that ash cold, or is that ash hot? That's the Gemara Daf Ches. Why should that make any difference whatsoever? The Gemara says very simply, if the ash is hot, you know what? That's like a piece of wood. It can be used to cook. It can be used to fuel a fire. But if the ash already cooled down, that's absolute nola. When Yantif began, it was a log. And now it's cold ash. That's a case of nola. You cannot use it for the purpose of kisei hadam. So Tosfos is bothered by the following. Why can't you use it? Nola, Ardaf, Beisam and Aleph. Nola is Maflokis, Beisilo Beishamai, Rabbi Shimon. Good, it's Nola. But everyone agrees Nola is forbidden? Oh, so Tosfos writes the Chiddush. Absolutely, yes. The only time Beisam and Aleph that Nola possibly is Mutter is when it's partial Nola. Partial Nola. Something changed state. An egg was laid. Or another example, Beisam and Aleph. You have something that when Shabbos Yantif begins, is machal adam. That's something you and I would eat. But you know what? We eat it. And now we're left with a shell, a pit, a seed, which is something that you throw to the animals. A shift on Shabbos from what was machal adam to now machal behema, well, that also was a partial nola. It's not yesh me'ayin. Something did exist before Shabbos Yantif, but not in this state. That's a machlokas between Beisul Beishamai. But absolute nola, there is no machlokas. That means, we see, everyone agrees to the concept of hafana. And if you have something that didn't exist prior to Shabbos or prior to Yantif, that does not satisfy the requirement of hichino seshayaviyu. And that certainly cannot be used. That's nola gamor. Oh, so Tosfos is chiddush is nola gamor, everyone agrees with us. And what's the example of nola gamor? Called ash. So Tosfos raises the following question. You know what? Cooking is allowed. On Yantif, when you would cook in the times of the Gemara, you would have your logs, you would cook, you would have, you know, your campfire, your barbecue. All of a sudden now it's full of ash. It's full of debris. How do you go ahead and cook from then on? It's filthy. Yet you're going to cook all your food in that filthy oven that's coated with ash? No. You're going to move the ash. It'll be miscellaneous. Get some honor. Move the ash. Cold ash is absolute muktzah. That's a case of absolute nola. And everyone agrees that nola gamor is forbidden. So how do you do that? How is it that your misalik is satanor? Lafos is a pashtita. That's Tosfos is kasha. You know what Tosfos writes? Great Kiddush. And that is, you're right. It's absolute nola. And it's muktzah. And there's nisr tiltul. But why am I moving it? I'm moving it with zorech ochon nefesh. Oh, so that's Tosfos is Chiddush, three times in the Masechta, Tavches, Chavches, Lamed Aleph, that Tiltu Muktzah is Mutzah the Tzorech HaNefesh. It's not that it's not Muktzah. It is Muktzah. the tiltul mutza is allowed the tzara kol nefesh. There is Rabbi Kiveger. Tosas Rabbi Kiveger here on the Mishnah and Daf Yudalit. Rabbi Kiveger says he thinks that the schiddush of Tosas is clear in the Mishnah. We're going to have to discuss at length the malach of borer anyant. Borer anyant. You know what the shita Beis Hillel is? Beis Yudal Mabeis? The borer kedar. Borer kedar. What does that mean? Let's assume, for example, you have a combination of ochel and psolus. You have a lot of ochel, and you have a little bit of psolus. Ochel meruba ala psolus. You know what? If it was a weekday, what would you do? You know, a farmer, a typical person as well, is going to do that which is most efficient. Efficient. So you know what? If I have a lot of ochel and a little bit of psolus, and I'm interested in separating A from B, you know what I would do if it was a weekday? I would remove the psolus. On Shabbos, don't you dare do that on Shabbos. That's the Gemara on Shabbos of the Ayin Dalet. Removal of psolus is the malacha of Borer. On Shabbos, take ochel. It was a weekday. I would take the psolus. What about Anyant? What about Anyant? Beis Hillel says, Borer Kedarko. Anyant, take the psolus. Why is that true? Apparently, the Gemara is assuming that, yes, it's Borer to take psolus, but there's a heter of ochel nefesh. And the Gemara, Beis Yadav Beis, that Borer, at least at times, you'll have to see the Tosa stuff, Gimel and Aleph, at times Borer is considered to be Malachas Ochel Nefesh. So if I have a Taruvos of Ochel and Psolus, and I want to access it, I can go ahead and remove the Psolus. Isn't that an Isser of Borer, removal of Psolus? That is Ochel Nefesh. And Borer is Mutter, the Sara, Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Kveger is bothered by the following. The Tosa is Rabbi Kveger, and that Mishnah. The Mishnah is Aleph Ches, but Yudal Mabez. Rabbi Kiveger is bothered. Wait a second. You're removing psolus. How can you remove psolus? What is psolus? If psolus was just my preference, peas and carrots, okay. You know what real psolus is? Usually it's junk. You have grain, and mixed into the grain are pebbles. I'm going to remove the psolus. Isn't that a borer problem? No. Borer is called malachas ochel nefesh. Okay, borer is called malachas ochel nefesh. But removal of debris, removal of a stone, removal of sticks that are mixed in with the grains, isn't that a problem of tiltul mukza? Isn't that a problem of tiltul mukza? That's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. You know, Rabbi Kiveger writes, of course it's mukza, but tiltul mukza is mutter the tzarech of nefesh. Tiltul mukza is mutter the tzarech of nefesh. So it's not a borer problem because borers come left itself on fish. And it's not a tiltul mukza problem, removing pebbles and debris. You know what the answer is? Of course it is tiltul mukza. But you're allowed to move mukza for the purpose of ochel nefesh. Wow. That's the chiddush that Tosas writes. Rabbi Kiveger thinks it's clear in the Mishnah. That's the psak of the Ramah. That tiltul mukza is mutter letzorach ochel nefesh. Halacha l'maisa. Oh, the Magen Avraham writes the following. But you know what? Don't forget the tatosis. There are different expressions of mukza. There's tiltul mukza, there's achilas mukza, there's hishtamshus mukza. When I say mukza, it's mutter l'tzarech ochel nefesh. Really? Beis HaShanolda. It's mukza, it's nola. Yeah, but I'm eating it. There's a heter of ochel nefesh to consume the Beis HaShanolda? Absolutely not. Mukza is forbidden l'tzarech ochel nefesh, no? Or a Gemara will soon get to the Dalit of a Beis. The Gemara says the following. You have an open oven, a tanur, and all of a sudden, Eitzim Shenashra Min Hadeka. All of a sudden, the wind blows, it breaks off branches, and the branches fall into my tanur. The Gemara says that's a challenge, because you have Muktzu wood, which is in your tanur. How do you navigate? How do you use your oven when you have Muktzu wood that all of a sudden fell into your tanur? The Gemara tells us a very great Yiddish, and that is, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to add wood that was designated from before Yom Tov, Mar Balav Eitzim Muhammad Umavakla. You know what? So create bittul. And even though the Gemara says that, you know what, we don't usually allow that, Ein Mevatlin Issur Lechatchila, we don't allow a person to set up a situation of bittul, the Gemara says here that's okay. The Gemara suggests that maybe that's true when it comes to an Issur Daraisa. You have something that's really forbidden by achila. You know, you can't create a situation of bittul. But if you're just dealing with a case of mukta, oh, that's the rabbanan. Well, dalam abeis, mukta is only a din rabbanan. We'll discuss that. And if it's nisu, drabanan, mevatu nisu, lechatzila. You're allowed to go and do so. I'll ask you a very simple question. That, forget about bit. It's letzora chalchon efesh. It's letzora chalchon efesh. So, isn't there a heter of muktzah letzora chalchon efesh? Tosus is explicit. Davches, chavches, lamedalid. Muktzah is mut letzora chalchon. You know what the answer is? Muktzah is mut letzora chalchon efesh. Tilto muktzah is mut letzora chalchon efesh. Tilto muktzah. You can move something that's muktzah. You can't eat something that's muktzah. That's Beis HaMedalef, our Mishnah, Beis HaShenolda. There's no heter of melachah selcha nefesh, even if I'm famished and I want to eat this egg. There's no heter of achilas muktzah letzora chalcha nefesh. Ooh, dalam beis. There's no heter of using this wood. I'm not eating the wood. I'm using the, you know what that's called? Ishtamshus. Muktzah has three different degrees. There's tiltu, ishtamshus, and achila. Moving muktzah, using muktzah, and eating muktzah. Tiltu muktzah, Tosa says, step one, that's mutzah letzora chalcha nefesh. Achilas muktzah is certainly aser. Aser letzora chalcha nefesh. What about the ishtamesh b'muktzah? That also is aser. I can't utilize the muktzah. I cannot consume the muktzah. You cannot eat that which is muktzah. That's clear. But Tosa says, Kaddish, you're allowed to go in and to move. Oh, and that is explicit. Take a look at the Marsha, later in our Masechta Daf, Lamed Gimel Melech. That's where the Gemara says the following. I have wood, which is designated to fuel a fire. I really designated this. The Gemara says a very great thing. You can only use that wood for that purpose, fueling a fire. You can't use it for other purposes. You can't use it for other purposes. You know what? I want to support a pot, and I want to use a plank of wood. And I designated that wood to use for yantiv. You know what I would have said? If it's designated for use, it's no longer muktzah, and I can use it for any purpose that I desire. The person says, no, that's not true. Such a kiddush. I designate the wood to use on yantiv? No, but that is only true l'hasaka, to fuel a fire. I can't use it for other purposes. I can't use it to support the pot that I am cooking my food in. That's a gemara. Let me give them an aleph. The marsha is bothered. Why in the world? Now, this is letzorech ochel nefesh. So, why can't you go ahead and use even atzi muktzah letzorech ochel nefesh? You know what the Marsha writes? Just the ABCs. There's a difference between tiltul and achila and hishtamshus. You cannot eat muktzah letzorech ochel nefesh, and you cannot use muktzah letzorech ochel nefesh. The chiddush of Tosfos is that you can move muktzah letzorech ochel nefesh. Wow, so explicit in the Gemara that there are certainly many cases where we distinguish between use of muktzah as opposed to tiltum muktzah. Mitzvah Shem, we'll get toward the end of the Masechta, Daf Lamed Vav Mabeitz. The Gemara is something that is called graf shel ri'i, something that's very, very foul. A pot that is used for meraglayim, a pot that is used for excrement. In such a case, I would have said that's absolute muktzah, but you know what? There's a heter tiltum. I'm allowed to go ahead and at times take something that really is not appropriate and to move it. Graf Shari is only a heter tilto. It doesn't allow any other use of that which is muktzah. So I have a whole list of certain things. Is it muktzah? Can I move it? Can I use it? You know what the answer is? No iser tilto, but use is off limits and consumption is off limits. And Tosus is great Kiddush that muktzah can be utilized. The tzarech al panefesh is a limited Kiddush. Tilto muktzah is mutzah the tzarech al panefesh. But any other form is considered to be osir. Wow, that's an important ta'ara. Oh, so that's why Tosus says, Ishai, you have to be so explicit and say, you know what, that here a beis shenolda, teachel, you can eat it. Because if Ishai just would have said, Asura, yeah, I would have said like we often say that, you know what, you cannot eat, but you're allowed to move. And now I'll tell you the very, very basic question. Why? Why would one distinguish? Why would you, if something is muktzah, maybe it should be off limits. And if it's not muktzah, you should fully be allowed to use it. Why would I argue that, you know what, when it comes to tiltul, yes, when it comes to achilah? You know what the answer to that is that realize that these are very, very different forms of muktzah. And the source of the Isser Achila and Ishtamshus and Tiltol are very, very different. Are very, very different. Okay, so let's start with step one. Why is it that it is forbidden to move Motza? What is the basis of this around tilt Motza? So there is a Gemara in Shabbos. Kuf Chav Daled. The Gemara says the following. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah Beitza, the Mishnah Sadaf Lamed Hei Beis, Mashilim. That's the beginning of the last parak in the Masechta. You know what? I have fruit that is Amaruf. And all of a sudden there's inclement weather. I'm afraid it's going to pour. And all of that is going to get soaked. But it's positioned on the roof. Is there somehow a way that I can secure those payrolls? Oh, you know what? I have a hole in my roof, a skylight. I have an opening. So what about Mishim? Am I allowed to go ahead and to move the payrolls that will fall through that hole and it will safeguard it from the inclement weather? See what the Gemara suggests? No, that's the Mishnah. The Aflamet Heimut Beis. Anyantif Yes and Shabbosim. Anyantif Yes and Shabbosim. And that's my focus tonight. Do we distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Well, our Mishnah says, on Yom Tov you can do so. Oh, but don't do so on Shabbos. Or maybe one could argue, no, maybe it's always us. Not only on Shabbos, but even on Yom Tov as well. Do we equate Shabbos and Yom Tov? Oh, see what the Gemara says, the very bottom of Daf, Kuf Chav Dalar Amar Aleph, Masech Shabbos. Oh, that's a machlokes, Beisulam Yishama. That's machlokas beis eloi shama. What machlokas beis eloi shama? Beisa, yibeisa manala. Am I allowed to carry for ochel nefesh? Anyanta, the answer is yes. Carrying is allowed, the tzorach ochel nefesh. What about carrying that which is not ochel nefesh? Yibeisa manala. Beis shama says you're not allowed to carry a kata, a sefer Torah, or a lulav. You can carry for ochel nefesh. You can carry for ochel nefesh. But you cannot carry beyond ochel nefesh. And Beis Hillel disagrees and says, no, you can even carry beyond ochel nefesh. So you know what you see from that Mishnah? That when it comes to carrying, hotza, Beis Shammai is machmer, and Beis Hillel is maker. Okay? So the Gemara suggests that those peros are on my roof. I'm not really caring. I'm just being metalto. I'm moving. It's machlokas tanaim. Can I move those fruits? Can I not move those fruits? Oh, let me align these shitas. You know what? That according to the Shammai, who is machmer and hotza, tiltul is asr. And according to Beis Hillel, who is mekel and hotza, tiltul is mutar. See what the Gemara asks? Chavdal Beis, why would you equate those two cases? Why would you create that alignment? One is dealing with tiltul, the other is dealing with potza. Why would you think that what is true of one is true of another? You have a machlokas regarding hotza. You have a machlokas regarding tiltul. Why would you structure it as though, you know, if you're machmer and hotza, you're machmer and tiltul, and if you're mekel and hotza, you're mekel and tiltul? Why would you create that structure? You know what the grand answer is? That tiltul, lav mishum hotzai. Why do you think tiltul is forbidden? Why do you think tiltul is forbidden? Why did the Chachamim create an Isser Drabana that something cannot be moved under certain circumstances? Mefurish and Gemara. After all, Mishum Hotza, because it will lead to Hotza. The reason for the Isser of tiltul Motza is Shema Yavli Dei Hotza. Hotza is forbidden on Shabbos. Hotza, we're going to see, is forbidden on Yom Tov as well. Although there are times that you can carry, but in principle, the starting point, there's an Isra of Hotza even on Yom Tov as well. And the reason tiltul Motza is forbidden is a gzera mishum Hotza. That's explicit in the Gemara, in Shabbos, in Daf Kuf Chav Daled Amud Beis. And you know what? Maybe this is even indicated in Maseches Beitza. Where do you see that relationship? Oh, that's a Rashi in Daf Yabez Amud Aleph. We just mentioned Machlokas Beisul Beishama. Can you carry Anyantiv, a lulav, a kata, and a sefer Torah? Beishamai says no, Beisul says yes. So the Gemara suggests, the Gemara is going to reject this, but the Gemara suggests that maybe this is a huge Machlokas. Is there an Isser of Hotza Anyantiv? There's an Isser of Hotza on Shabbos, I understand. Is there an Isra of Hotza when it comes to Yom Tov? Oh, so the Shammai is of the opinion, Yesh Erev Hotza Yom Tov. Hotza is also not only on Shabbos, but even on Yom Tov as well. So on Yom Tov, there's Nisr Hotza. You're allowed to carry for the purpose of Melechis Ocho Nefesh, but a Sefer Torah, or a Lulav, or a Katan is not called Ocho Nefesh, and therefore Hotza is forbidden. The reason that Beisilo disagrees and says you can even carry a Lulav, a Sefer Torah, Katan, is because there's no Isser of Hotza whatsoever. Ein Erev Hotza Yom Tov. That sounds stunning. Machlokes Beisilo Shammai, whether the Isser of Hotza exists, and Yom Tov, whether it does not. So the Gemara asks an obvious question. If that really is the Machlokes, and Beis Hillel is of the opinion that there's no Isser of Hotza, so why is it that Beis Hillel only allows you to carry a Sefer Torah, carry a Lulav, carry a Katan, Liflugu Ba'avanim, Maska for Rav Yosef, Liflugu Ba'avanim. Let them argue, are you allowed to carry stones? Are you allowed to carry rocks? According to Beis Shammai, obviously not. But according to Beis Hillel, if there's no Isser of Hotza, you can carry boulders, you can carry stones. Why does the Mishnah limit it to carrying a lulav, a katan, a sefer Torah? I'll tell you something very simple. You know why you can't go ahead and transport avanim? Because stones are mukta, and there's an Isser Tiltul. There's an Isser Tiltul. So of course Beis Hillel does not say that you're allowed to carry liflugu b'avanim. You're not allowed to carry avanim. After all, that's Tiltul Mukta. Oh, so you know what Rashi points out? Why is Mukta asa? Mukta is only asa as a Zeder Drabam Nishum Hotza. If there's no Isra of Hotza in Yom Tov, there wouldn't be an Isra of Tiltul Mukta. That's Rashi. If you base on El, Mesechus Beitza. What is driving this Isra of Tiltul Mukta is Shem Yavlidei Hotza. Why do you think Arak is Mukta? Shabbos Kuf Kof Dalet, because of Hotza. And if there is no Isra of Hotza, why in the world would there be an Isra of Tiltul Mukta? So Rashi writes, that's exactly what the Gemara tells us in Beitzim Daf Yud Beis, that Tiltul Mukta is forbidden Mishum Hotza, such a Gzeir Drabanan. So explicit in Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Kof Dalet, and Rashi writes, that's Pshat in the Gemara Beitzim Daf Yud Beis, Tiltul Mukta is forbidden, because Shema Yavo Lidei Hotza. Well, so that's very important. What is the basis of this Ramat Tiltul Mukta? A Gzeri Mishum Hotza. Fascinating. Take a look in the Rambam. Perach Kav Dalet Hilchos Shabbos. Halach Yabez, Halach Yagimel. The Rambam discusses, why did the Chachamim restrict movement? Why is there an Isra Mukta when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Yom Tov? And the Rambam gives you a whole philosophy. Something stunning. You take a look at that Rambam, it changes your Shmir Shabbos. It changes your Shmir Shabbos. You know what the Rambam writes? That the Torah demands is Shvisa Hanikeres. You know what? You have to conduct yourself differently on Shabbos than you conduct yourself during the week. During the week, you can engage in all these activities, but Shabbos. What do you mean? The Torah tells us, Laman Yanuach. What exactly does that mean? So I'll tell you the following. Look, it certainly means Lamitas Malachos. You're not allowed to engage in Shabbos Lamitas. Is that it? Just Lamitas Malachos? That's a Ramban? No. The Ritva calls this Ramban that Amargolus Biadenu Mi Rabbeinu HaRamban. The Ritva says this is a pearl that we've inherited. This Ramban. That Ritva is found Rosh Hashanah Chavez, and he describes the Ramban in Parsha Zemar, Perachot Gimel Tosaf Kotel. This Ramban is stunning. Ramban writes the following. You know what? You're smart enough. You really learn Hilchos Shabbos well. You can have a regular weekday on Shabbos. You just have to be careful to skirt Lamites Malachos. You get up in the morning, you go to work. How do you get to work? The Ramban writes, you ride your horse. Riding a horse. Now, Sigin Beit says, and this is Rabbanan. Buying and selling, Mekka Chomemkar. That's what Sigin Beit said, that's an Isid Rabbanan. So you get up in the morning, you ride your horse, you go to work, you buy and sell. That's Shabbos. That's Shmir Shabbos. Rabban writes, Mafana Chafesa Mepina Lapina. You know what? You decide to rearrange all the furniture in your house. You take everything from the attic and you bring it to the basement. That's a malacha? That's a malacha? That's not a malacha at all. The Rabban writes, Chanuyos Psuchos. All the stores are open. Everything's doing business. That's an Isud Rabbanan. Really? So that's Shabbos Daraisa. get in your horse and go to the marketplace and buy and sell, rearrange all your furniture, stores are open and thriving. That's Shabbos. So you know what the Ramban writes? That's why the Torah doesn't only have a lav on Shabbos Yantiv. More than that, that's why there's an essay. That's why there's an essay. The Torah tells us, Shabbosam, Tishbos, Tosu Shabbos, Samaftes, Ushmartim es Shabbos ki kodesh ilachem. The Torah has an essay of Shabbos. You know why? Because the essay is going to include all of those things. All those things. Even if technically speaking it's not a malacha. Wow, that's Ramban. The Ritz writes that is a margolis, biodenu, midibre Ramban. You have to preserve the Kedusha of Shabbos. The Ramban says you engage on Shabbos in malachas tircha ba'amel. There's no chiyuv skila. It's not a malacha, but it's nisa daraisa. It's nisa daraisa. You know what? I'll tell you that's not Shabbos day. You know, people think that means technically it's mutter, but it's not within the spirit of halacha. No, no, no. The Ramban, it's an issa daraisa, but it's not a malacha daraisa. You have to preserve the kedusha of Shabbos. The Ramban writes, "Malachas tircha hamel, strenuous activity." You have your organized game. You know, you have your ball game. Oh, there's an eruv. Great. You know what? That's an issa daraisa. Came up before the Ramban. No, how can that be? How can that be? And that's how the Rambam describes, take a look, Perech Chav Dalet in Hilchos Shabbos, of Uvda Dechol, engaging in a weekday activity on Shabbos, the Rambam writes, doesn't have to be malacha, but you do that. Bitel hatam hakosu the Torah v'mani noach. You're flying in the face of what the Torah tells us, the mani noach. And if you look at the Rambam earlier, that Rambam is Perech Chav Dalet Hilchos Shabbos, take a look at the Rambam, Perech Chav Aleph Hilchos Shabbos, the Magen Mishnah writes, for Kabbalah, for Kabbalah, that the Rambam sheet is like the Ramban. It's like the Ramban. That, what do you mean? That there's an essay of Shabbos that encompasses even non-malacha. Non-malacha. Wow. And that is the Hagdara the Rambam has of Uvda Dechol. Shabbos has to be a Shvisa Nikeres. Shabbos has to be set apart from Yemei HaChol. And that's why the Navi Yeshaya tells us, the Rambam writes, you know what? Don't walk on Shabbos the way you walk during the Chol, and don't dress on Shabbos the way you dress during the week, and don't speak on Shabbos the way you speak during the Chol. All of that is part of the expansion of a Shvisa HaNikeres that is necessary when it comes to Shabbos itself. That's what the Rambam writes. It's so poetic. Take a look. Perech Chav Dalet, Halach Yud Beis, Halach Yud Gimel. And the Rambam writes, that's why the Chachamim forbid also. You know what? A person is going to spend Shabbos counting all his money. Counting all his money. Oh, that's going to fly in the face of Laman Yanuach. That's a Din Daraisa. A person is not counting all his money, but he's moving a coin. He's moving a single coin. Oh, that's the Rambam writes is the Gzeira Mukta. The Gzeira Mukta, the Rambam writes, is generated based on Uvda Dechol, and Shem Yahweh de Malacha, and the need that Shabbos has to be a Shvisa Nikeres. That's what the Rambam writes. That's why there's Nisra Tilta Moksa. And the Raivin, Kedarka Bakodesh, the Raivin is just massing. That's why Tilta Moksa is Asa. The Raivin just says, let's take a look at the Baran Shabbos, Kuf Kav Dalet. Tilta Moksa is Asa, is a Gzera Drabanan, Mishum Moksa. Where does the Rambam get all this from? Take a look at the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah has 2 days. What the source of the Rambam is. Why Tilta Muktzah should be forbidden? Because Tilta Muktzah is going to lead to a person's failure to maintain the Shvisa Nikeres, the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos. Tilta Muktzah is considered to be that which is us. Why is that true? Oh, so the Raivad writes, Hoshub Shat in Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Kav Dalet, Beis Adaf Yud Beis, because it's a Gzeret Rabbanan Mishum Potsa. If you're going to handle things that you don't necessarily need, you know what? You're going to come to carry those items. Gzeret Mishum Potsa. And the Rambam writes, ooh, the Shvisa HaNikeres. 2 days in Magen Mishnah. 1 day in Magen Mishnah is, we're going to have to learn about Muktza. There were different layers in history of Muktza. Well, a Sugin Shabbos and Dav Lamed. A Sugin Shabbos and Dav Kuf Chav Gimel. There were certain Dini Muktza that existed near the time of David HaMelech. There were certain Dini Muktza that existed in the time of Nehemiah. There were different layers, there were different tiers. That's what the Magen Mishnah writes. There were different reasons for Muktza. Or the Rabbi Mishnah writes that maybe that was always true. One reason is a gzer mishum hotza. That's clear. But the Rambam's all reasons were also applicable. That abuse of muktzah is going to lead to characterizing Shabbos as Yom Chol, and that you cannot do. That the Magen Mishnah writes is a din d'oraisa, according to the Rambam Shita. Oh, that's true when it comes to aspects of tiltumot. A gzer mishum hotza, or the Rambam writes the shvisa hanikas. Okay. Let me ask you the following. Why is it that, let's say, a beitza shenolda is aser l'achila? Why exactly is that true? That's a gzera d'rabana mishum hotza? Achila smuksa is a gzera d'rabana mishum hotza? When the Gemara says it's a gzera d'rabana mishum hotza, the Gemara says that's true of tiltumot. Tiltumot is a gzera mishum hotza. How do you know that a beitza shenolda, that's really a case of nolda, that it's asura? How do you know that that's true? Oh. So the Gemara is going to have several reasons. No, four reasons. Beis on the base. The second reason the Gemara has is what we call hachana derabba. Hachana derabba. What exactly does that mean, hachana derabba? Oh, so Rabbi says the following. Here is the pasuk. You're going to use something on Shabbos, on Yantiv, but it already has to be designated for use on Chol, making the Shabbos. Chol, making Yantiv. Ein Yantiv, making the Shabbos. In Shabbos, Nechina Liyantiv. That's a pasuk. That which you're using on Shabbos, Yantiv, has to be designated for use prior to Shabbos, prior to Yantiv. Shabbos cannot be the designation for use on Yantiv. Yantiv cannot go ahead and be the basis of Nason for Shabbos. Oh, so Rabbi says the following. This egg was laid on Sunday. When was it prepared for use on Sunday, which is Yantiv? Kol beisa to misyalda ha'idna me'esol gamrala. It was prepared, it was made ready on the day before Shabbos. If Yantiv falls out on a Sunday, that means that the hachana for the use of this egg occurred on Shabbos. Ein Shabbos michina liyantiv. That's a pasuk. B'chayim yom hashishi michinu es asher yaviu. Wow, that's a gzeres hakasa. Shabbos cannot be the stage which prepares the object for use on Yantiv. B'chayim hashishi michinu es asher yaviu. Wow, that's what we call hachana derabba. Hachana derabba. And that's one of the reasons that Beit Sashon was on. The Gemara has four reasons. That's the second reason. Hachana derabba. Gimel Mabez. What happens if it's a case of suffering? I don't know when this egg was laid. You know, I see it's there on Shabbos. I see it's there on Yantiv. Maybe it was laid today. Maybe it was laid on Chol. I chanced upon it on Shabbos and Yantiv. A beitza shenolda is forbidden. But you know what the Braisa tells me? Gimel Beis? Sveika asur. Sveika asur. Even if it's a suffix. I don't know when it was laid, but a suffix. So you know what the Gemara says? I understand why that's true according to Rabbah, Hachana de Rabbah. After all, because anything that you are using on Shabbos Yantiv has to be prepared mibol yom. If the egg was laid on Sunday, it was prepared on Shabbos, that's a violation of hachana derabba. So I understand why sveika asura. You know why? Because sveika daraisa l'chumra. Ooh. So you know what you see from the Gemara? Pretty much explicit. Hachana derabba is a din daraisa. Hachana derabba is nisa daraisa. Wow. Tilt the book says Xer the Ravana or the Rambam, I know the Dachol. But utilizing this egg, Hachana derabba, that's forbidden min HaTorah. And therefore, Sveika daraisa is Lachumra. Sveika daraisa is Lachumra. Why is that true? That Hachana derabba is a din daraisa? So Rashi makes a very brief comment. Not a very, very brief comment. Maseches Beitza, Gimel Beis, halfway down. You know what Rashi writes? Because Muktzah is Daraisa. Muktzah is Daraisa. If it wasn't designated for use, Anchol, that means it's Muktzah. And Muktzah is forbidden in Adol. That's what Rashi writes. Muktzah is Daraisa. Muktzah is Daraisa. Muktzah is a Gzeira Derabanan. How can Rashi write that Muktzah is Daraisa? Muktzah is Daraisa. Where do you see Muktzah is Daraisa? Tosfos questions this Rashi. Muktzah is Daraisa? Tosfos writes, that's not true. Where is this Tosfos? You know what the answer is? Erev in Dapan B'Chesmode. That's where the Tosfos is. No? It's not there. Not in Beit Zedav Gimel. But you know, you learn the Sechas Erev in. Dapan B'Chesmode. Tosfos says, you know what Rashi writes in Beit Zedav? That Muktzah is Daraisa? That's not true. Muktzah is not Daraisa. But Rashi writes Muktzah is Daraisa. And Tosfos says, that's not true. Muktzah is Daraisa. How can that be? Rashi writes, well, of course Muktzah is Daraisa. The Gemara says, Sveika Daraisa L'chumra. Sveika Daraisa L'chumra. And Sveika Daraisa L'chumra, Hachana Darab is because Muktzah is Daraisa. So how exactly do you understand Rashi Shita? Let's start with Rashi Shita. Muktzah is Daraisa. You know what the answer is? You know what Rashi Shita is? There are different forms of Muktzah. There are different categories of Muktzah. There are different consequences of Muktzah. Muktzah is Aser B'Tiltul, Aser B'Shtamshus, Aser B'Achila. You know what Rashi Shita is? Achilas Muktzah. Achilas Muktzah. It's forbidden Daraisa. Tiltul Muktzah is only in Sidra Barah. That's Rashi Shita. Wow. Achilas Muktzah is forbidden in Azora. That's Achana Deraba. Wow. Tiltul Muktzah is Nisad Rabbanan. Let's assume Pashup Shalom Gorah, a Gzerim Yishum Muktzah. What about Lihishtamesh B'Muktzah? I'm not just moving it, I'm not eating it, but I'm using it. Based on Aflam and Gimel, I'm using it to support a pot. Hishtamshus B'Muktzah? Use of Muktzah? What exactly is that? That's Nisad Rabbanan. But you know what that is? Ooh, that's what the Marsha writes in Aflam. That already is Ke'en Darais. The starting point is Achilas Muktzah is forbidden in HaTorah. Use of Muktzah is an expansion of this Achila. And Tiltul Muktzah is only Gzeira D'Rabbanan. Gzeira D'Rabbanan. Wow, that's Rashi Shita. That's what the Shultos writes, Shultim Mem Zayin, the Netziv and the Shultos. That's what the Fikayam writes, Simen Yud Zayin. That Rashi Shita's Achilas Muktzah is forbidden in HaTorah. But not beyond that. Well, what was the Gemara we began with? Tosfos quotes, the top Tosfos in the Masechta. Take a look at Gemara Daf Chav Dalet. You have a Safek Muchan. What's the halacha in a Safek Muchan? What is wrong with everything else? Aser v'achila mutter v'tiltul. Yeah, that's great. No? Achilas muktzah forbidden in HaTorah. That's Sveika d'Araisa. And tiltul muktzah is only a din d'Rabbanan. So, a Safek Drabanan could be Lakula. You have a Safek, it's not so surprising, but I'm going to separate one from the other. And even Tosus admits that even if Achilas Muktzah is only a Din Drabanan, but Achilas Muktzah is so much more Chamor than a Gzeir of Tiltul Muktzah, Tosus maintains that Achilas Muktzah is an expansion of the Pasuk of Hichinu Aser Sheyaviu, Beis Adav Beis Mabeis. Is that Daraisa or is that only an asmach? Not so clear. Rashi Shita is a din Daraisa. Tosas Shita is Achilas Muktzah is an asmach to Drabana, Bechinas Hashiavil, and Tiltul Muktzah is a Zera Drabana. And therefore Tosas admits that there are going to be differences between Achila as opposed to cases of Tiltul. And Tosus is Mechadesh that I'm willing to allow Tiltul Muktzah, Litzorach Ochon Nefesh, but of course Tosus maintains that Achilas Muktzah is forbidden. When you take a look at that Tosus, and here in the Chalach Chesim Adeis, Tosus writes, it's clear that
Mukhs is only a Din d'Rabban. And there Tosas tells you, take a look at another Gemara. Psachim Daf Mem Zayin. Where the Gemara seems to suggest that Mukhs is Daraisa, but the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara rejects it. So Tosas says, you know, that position of Rashi, that Mukhs is Daraisa, it's not unheard of. It's actually a Havani in the Gemara. In Psachim Daf Mem Zayin. But Tosas writes, when you read the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara has a case of a person, imagine, no? He takes a granasha, and he cooks the granasha in milk, and he does so on Yontif, and he eats it. No? So the Gemara says, that guy, that loser, he's going to be Chayv Malkus many, many times. Many, many times. No? Wow. So the Gemara suggests that maybe one of the reasons for the Isser of Malkus is because of Atzi Muktz. Because Muktz is Daraisa. Muktz is Daraisa. You know what that Havami of the Gemara is? Muktz is Daraisa, and it's an Isser Lav. You'll get Malkus from Muktz. You'll get Malkus from Muktz. The Gemara says that he's lo kechamesh. The Gemara questions, what exactly are the cases? What are the five sets of Malkus? The Gemara says, maybe one is Atzi Muktzah. Wow, Malkus Daraisa for a violation of Muktzah. Yeah, but Tosas says the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara rejects that. You know what I'll tell you? Well, of course, according to Rashi, the Gemara rejects that. No? Because, number one, is that, are we talking about Atzi Muktzah? Eating Muktzah? No. We're talking about using Atzi Muktzah. Atzi Muktzah is not Achiva. Atzi Muktzah is Use of Muktzah. Wow, there was a Havamina in the Gemara that Hishtamshus b'muktzah in Issa d'Araisa. That the Gemara rejects. The Gemara says, not that far. But you know what Rashi Shita is? V'machish yashinuk she'aviyu, Achilas Muktzah is forbidden in HaTorah. Achilas Muktzah is forbidden in HaTorah. Hishtamshus b'dvar Muktzah is something which is Ke'en Daraisa, that's an expansion of, and Toto Muktzah is a Zera, Drabana. That's Rashi Shita. And Tosa says it's not true. Tosa says that none of those are forbidden. None of those are forbidden min HaTorah. Just like Toto's only Drabana, Hishtamshus only Din Drabana, and even Achilas Muktzah is only a Din Drabana. But isn't there a Gemara that we just mentioned? No, Achana Daraba? Bezma Bez, Gimel Bez, where the Gemara says, Safik is Asura, Safik is Asura. Doesn't that mean Sveika Darais L'Humra? So, one could argue in different ways. One possibility is the Meiri. Even if Achilas Muktzah is not a Din Daraisa, but it's based on a Posuk, you know what that's called? That's called an Asmachta. And a Safik Asmachta is L'Humra. Similar to Sveika Daraisa. Wow. Or another possibility, this we'll have to learn more. Hachana Darab. Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, and the egg is completed the day before on Shabbos. So Shabbos is readying the egg for use on Yom Tov. That the Gemara says is no good. That the Gemara says seemingly is Daraisa. And Sveika Daraisa L'chumra. You know what Tosu Sushit is? That's not Muktzah. Hakana Darab is not Muktzah. Hakana Darab is something else entirely. This we'll have to learn the Iyum, no? Is Hakana Darab just simply Muktzah? That it wasn't prepared Mibod Yom? Or maybe here it's far worse. It's not just that it wasn't prepared Mibod Yom, but it was prepared on Shabbos for Yom. Ein Shabbos Mechin Yantif. You know what the Shita Tosas is? Ein Shabbos Mechin Yantif. That's a Din D'Araisa. Even though Muktzah is only in drama. This I'll tell you is the starting point. Just realize the Hagdaras. You go through just the opening sugyas. Daf Beis, Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet. There's certain elements of eating Muktzah. That's Daf Beis. Certain elements of Lihishtamesh b'Muktzah. To go in to use the Muktzah. Oh, that's a case of Eitzim Shanashim and Adekel. The Sugyan of Lamed Gimel. Supporting a pot with a Dvar Muktzah. And then you have cases of Tilta Muktzah. tiltum, achila, kishtamshus, all of these are different hadaras. And Rashi Shita, such a chiddush, that achila smuktza is forbidden min haTorah, lihishtamish b'muktza zonis rabbanan, because that already is considered to be ke'en daraisa, ichinos asher yaviu as nasmachta, and tiltum muktza poshep shanta gemara is indeed a zeirad rabbanan. Not so surprising then, you kind of go through the Masechta, and you'll see certain cases are aser b'achila, certain cases are even aser b'tiltum. Very, very different hadaras when it comes to the cases of muktza in and of itself. That I would suggest is the Chiddush of Rashi Shita. Tosus maintains that no, all of those forms are only in Isser Drabana. Achara Drabana, we're going to have to learn, Bezoa Bez, Goa Bez, is something else entirely different. But all those forms of muktza only Dindra Abana, but Tosus does admit there still is a difference. Some aspects of muktza is based on the Pasuk of Echinu Asashun Yaviyu. And some elements of muktza is just a Gzeira Drabana, Mishum Otza. And the Chiddush of Tosus is that muktza is mutter the Tzarech HaNefesh. That's only because it's a Gzer Mishum Otza. And that's where you stop there. If Otza is mutter the Tzarech HaNefesh, and Tiltum muktza is only Aser is a Gzer Mishum Otza, how can Tiltum muktza the Tzarech HaNefesh be forbidden? Otza is mutter the Tzarech HaNefesh. That's the Chiddush of Tosus. Nefes and Daf Chafes and Daf Lamed Aleph. But Akan, Tiltum muktza. Not ishtamshus, not when it comes to the case of achim. Since you go through simply the structure, and then we're going to have to discuss from the Shimon Shita, the Yuda Shita, but simply the Hagdaros. It's important to delineate. Now, what are the dinim deraisa? What are the dinim drabanan? What is an asmachta? What is only considered to be a gzera? And those three differences. Achilas muktza, ishtamshus muktza, as opposed to this sort of tiltil, or poshim shat and gemara. Shabbos Kuf Chav Dalet, Beit Zadav Yibbeis, as the Raifat writes, the Gzeret Rabbanon, Mishum Mitzvah.